This is Dr. Shelley Epstein dictating a letter to Bruce Thompson, M.D., regarding Deanna, D-E-A-N-N-A, Condon, C-O-N-D-O-N. Dear Dr. Thompson, thank you for referring Deanna Condon for psychiatric evaluation. She was seen today, January 25th, 2022. As you know, she's a 77-year-old female who resides alone. After being widowed from her second husband for the last 21 years. She's currently on medical leave from Home Goods, where she's worked as an associate for the past 4 years, due to a pulmonary symptom secondary to a COVID pneumonia and a one-month hospital stay at St. Catherine's. She has been diagnosed with bipolar disorder for many years, and currently has been maintained on Prestique 100 milligrams in the morning, Seroquel XR 200 milligrams at night, Lamotrigine 200 milligrams twice a day, and Xanax a quarter to a half a tab at bedtime as needed. She reports some worsening depressive symptoms, as well as insomnia, racing thoughts, and inattention issues. She's presenting for a medication consultation regarding her symptoms, including some OCD traits. New paragraph. Her past psychiatric history is notable for no psychiatric admissions, no history of suicide attempts. Medically, she has hypertension, high cholesterol, and a GERD. She takes amlodipine, atorvastatin, and Prilosec. And she's currently on Symbicort and albuterol inhalers with oral prednisone. She reports occasional social drinking, no drug use. A family psychiatric history is notable for possible bipolar disorder in her father, and no substance abuse addictions in her family. Social history, she's the eldest of three, as she has two younger brothers. She went to secretarial school. She married at the age of 19 and was married for 17 years to her first husband. They have three children together. She remarried, and her second husband died at the age of 57. From a cancer. On mental status exam, she is casually dressed with fluent speech. Her mood is depressed and anxious, restless with mild psychomotor agitation. She reports at times increased sleep during the day and at times decreased sleep at night. She denies suicidal homicidal ideation. She denies auditory visual hallucinations. She denies paranoia. She denies hopelessness or helplessness. She admits to being irritable at times and pretending she, quote, pretending she is happy, unquote. She has occasional racing thoughts and increased energy. Sleeps until about 9 a.m. She has increased shopping and spending sprees. Recently gained 15 pounds. She's alert and oriented to person, place, and time. Insight and judgment is fair. She is obsessive about doing things correctly at work. Denies excessive hand washing. My impression that she meets criteria for a bipolar affective disorder, mixed traits, as well as obsessive compulsive disorder traits, and likely history of attention deficit disorder. My recommendations are to change her Lamictal 200 milligrams twice a day to 200 milligrams XR at bedtime, as she only takes it once a day. And check a Lamictal level in 2 weeks. Recommend continuing the Prestique 100 milligrams daily for now. I also recommend changing her Seroquel XR 200 milligrams at bedtime to the short-acting version, 200 milligrams at bedtime, which I think will help with sleep. I recommended a GeneSight test and a follow-up visit in 4 to 5 weeks. Other possibility medication adjustments prior to reviewing GeneSight results would include titrating up on Seroquel, considering a switch to Latuda, considering a trial of Tegretol, or a trial of lithium, pending evaluation of her kidney function. I look forward to coordinating Ms. Condon's treatment with you. Sincerely, Shelley Epstein, MD.